First Thessalonians chapter 5. Is my mic on, Bronson? First Thessalonians chapter 5. As some of you know, or maybe all of you know by now, Pastor is out of town. He went to go visit family for Father's Day. And so please keep him in your prayers. He should be back this Wednesday. And this Wednesday we will have a guest speaker, a missionary. So please plan to be here Wednesday night. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But before we continue with the sermon, I do want to take some time. If there's anyone in here tonight that would like to give a short testimony, just thanking the Lord for their father. Maybe you don't have him here on earth physically, but it would still be a blessing if you would share a testimony about your dad. Yes. Yes, it's always important to remember our fathers. Maybe some of us didn't grow up with a father, but maybe there was somebody that God put in your life, or maybe you had a mother that worked the role as a father as well. Anyone else like to share a testimony? Yep. Anyone else before we jump into the sermon tonight? Yes, Andrew. Okay, amen. Anyone else? Before we continue, anybody else? All righty, I think that's it. I'll finish off. And I want to thank the Lord for my dad. We didn't start off well. My dad came to the United States as a teenager and got with my mom, quickly got into drugs. And I remember just living with my mom. It was just me and my mom. And he wasn't there. But thank the Lord, my mom got saved. And then she pulled my dad. My dad got saved, and he got out of drugs, and he started being faithful to the church. And we started off in a Baptist church. Well, my mom and I started in a Pentecostal church, but after that, my dad, I had an uncle, and he got my dad. He gave the gospel to my dad, and my uncle was a Baptist preacher. And so my dad chose the Baptist church, and I'm glad for that. Amen. But we started going to church, and I just remember, he started going to church, and when he started, he would dress like a gangster, big t-shirts and shorts and pants. But over time, they just taught him in the church how to dress, why it's important to dress. And I just saw the change in him. He started tucking in his shirt, dress pants, dress shoes, started wearing suits. The whole week, you would see him in dirty clothes, wearing landscaping clothes. That's what he did. Like every good Mexican father, right? Landscaping. And then on Sundays, the neighbors would see him in a suit. And they're like, man, what? You know, you look like you're going somewhere important. And he would say, I am. God's house. Amen? Exactly. And I remember my dad, every Saturday night, he would get my sister and I out of our rooms. And he would tell us, you better have your clothes ready for church tomorrow. And I mean, he was serious. He wasn't playing. And I just remember the example he set for us. He would always tell us, we have to be in Sunday school. We got to be in the Sunday service. We got to be in the evening service. We have to be in church on Wednesday nights. And I just thank the Lord for my dad. He's been a tremendous blessing in my life. But with that being said, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll be reading verses 14 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14 through 18. The Bible says this: Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Verse 16: Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And the title of my sermon tonight is A Message on Thankfulness. A Message on Thankfulness. It is important that we pay attention to the many blessings God gives us every day. Here in the United States, we have become too comfortable with what we have. We have here in the United States, we live in abundance. That's the reality. And we don't take time to meditate and think about how blessed we really are. And it is important that we take that time with the Lord to be thankful in everything that He has given us. Today is Father's Day. And today, some of us had the opportunity to express thankfulness to a father. This year, I wanted to get my dad a gift, and I did. My sister and I were fighting about who was going to get him a watch, because he has said a few months ago that he wanted a watch, okay? And my sister and I, we were fighting. We were like, man, I'm going to buy it. No, I'm going to buy it. And then finally, she gave in. She said, okay, you can buy it. I went to JCPenney, and the watches there, they're expensive, but because I've been working a lot this summer, I had money to buy a nice watch. And I just wanted to express thankfulness to my father. I wanted to get him a gift. I know he wanted a watch, and I bought him that watch. And that was a huge blessing to me. I wanted to express that I was thankful for him. Today was a day that I can do that. And as Christians, we should express how thankful we are to the Lord. We should express that. And with that being said, we must be thankful as it is God's will. It is God's will for us, for you, to be thankful. Look at verse 18 there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It is important. It is very important to stay thankful. As we just read here in verse 18, it's God's will for us to stay thankful. Are you taking time throughout your day? I know you're busy. I know you have a lot of things to do. But are you taking your time throughout the day to be thankful for what the Lord has given you? God's given us a lot. He's given us a lot. And like I said, it's important to give thanks in everything. We see that in the Bible. Give thanks in everything. When I get home from work, a very stressful day, I get home. And as soon as I get home, I go straight into my room. That's the place where I'm always at. I go to my room, okay? I look at my bed, right? I look at my closet. I look at my desk. I have a little lamp there. I don't like it when there's too much light in the room. I don't like that. I don't use the light on the roof. I just turn on a little lamp. I don't like too much light. I don't know why. I just like it when it's dim, okay? I turn on my lamp, and I'm so happy. I'm like, thank you, Lord, for my room. I'll take off my work clothes. I get in the shower. I take a shower, and I say, thank you, Lord. There's people out there. They don't have showers. Okay? I work security. The whole night, all I'm doing is kicking out homeless out of the apartments. I just see them there in the parking lot. They're sleeping, and it's my job to kick them out. That's why they hired me, security, to keep the apartment complex clean from any homeless. And I see that, I'm like, thank you, Lord, for I'm not like that. I could have probably ended up like that. If my dad would have never gotten out of drugs, he would have never led our family to church, okay? I probably would have ended up something like that. That's how my dad was. We don't know. And I just thank the Lord every day. When I get home, thank you, Lord, for my shower. The best part, I'm tired. It's a stressful day. I go to my bed, I lay down, my bed is comfortable, okay? I don't need to pay, you know, there's people that pay thousands of dollars for a bed. I'm not those kind of people, okay? I just don't want the bed to be too, you know, like those water beds, they're too soft, or then there's beds that are too hard. Mine's just perfect. It's not too soft, not too hard, it's just perfect. I lay down, and I put on my cover. I have this Carr's blanket that I've had since the third grade. Okay, I had it for years, and it's the best blanket in the world. I don't need no other blankets. My mom buys me other blankets from Walmart, stuff like that. I don't use them. I just use my car's blanket. And I'm in bed, and I'm not kidding when I say this, folks. I'm not saying this just to make up a story. I literally say, I'll whisper, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's important that we give thanks in everything. I have the privilege of having both of my parents alive. And I want to enjoy them as much as I can while they are still here on earth. And today, after church, we went to go, I went home and then my dad called me. They visited a small church, small Spanish church that they're starting over there on Citrus Road. And he told me, hey, they're making food here. Come over here. And I said, okay. I went over there and I met the pastor there. And they are looking for a church building, and they're a growing church. It's a Spanish church. But anyways, I went there, I ate, and my sister was there too. She was there with my dad for Father's Day. And as we were going home, she had taken them to the church in her car. And I told them, no, you guys come ride with me in my car. And I took my parents away from Leslie. She was a little mad, but it didn't matter. I wanted to spend time with my parents while I have them here. And life goes by fast. Life is short. I remember being in the youth group, and now I ended up somehow as a youth pastor. I mean, it just flies by. I want to enjoy my parents. I thank the Lord for my parents. I want to enjoy them while I still have them here on earth. Give thanks in everything. Give thanks in everything. I love working here at the church. I just absolutely love it. This security job that I have, yeah, I get paid way more. I make way more money. I don't get paid the same as I do working here at the church and the school combined. I don't. But you know what? I'm very thankful that I have the opportunity to serve the Lord here at Vision Baptist Church and work at Vision Christian Academy. I'm thankful for that. Give thanks in everything. There's things in your life you won't have them for long. And that's why it's important that you give thanks in everything. Take time about the little things in your life as well. Take time. Give thanks in everything. Take time about the little things or even people God has placed in your life. You ought to take time for that and just thank God. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for my car. I have an amazing car. It's a Honda Accord Sport. It's not that fast. I don't know why they just threw the word sport in there. To trick me or something, I don't know, but it's not that fast. It's a four-cylinder. It's a gas saver. I thank the Lord for my car. I go pick up teenagers around the neighborhood, bring them to church, and I don't spend that much gas money. It takes me to work. I've taken that car to California multiple times, 12-hour drives all the time. I put a lot of miles in it, but I just remember that's what the car is for. That's what God gave me that car for. I'm thankful for my car. How many of you guys have a car? Raise your hand. All righty, the majority of us in here. Good, amen. We need a car. I know I need a car. I need to get to work. I need to get to church. If someone needs a ride to church, I want to be a blessing to them and bring them to church. Take time to thank the Lord about little things in your life. Maybe people. I thank the Lord for Pastor Schaefer. When I was in college, I used to say this all the time in class to myself. I used to say, man, I wish I had my, and I'm not kidding when I say this, okay? I used to say, I wish I had my own personal teacher, my own one-on-one teacher, one-on-one, just classroom time, where he just focuses on me, teaches me, and I get to ask him any question I want, and he knows the answer to it when it comes to the Bible or ministry. Look what I have now. I take one-on-one classes with Pastor Schaefer. We're just finishing up church history, and we're gonna start Bible doctrines very soon. That was nothing I prayed for, but I would just say while I was in class in college, man, I wish I had something like that. And the Lord gave it to me. The Lord put me in Pastor Schaefer's path, and he put me in his path. God did that, and I'm thankful for that. Be thankful for the little things in your life, for the people around you. I thank the Lord for Mr. Mendez. Mr. Mendez is a huge blessing. I thank the Lord for Mr. Dahlman. And Bronson, and Brother Gonzalez, Dantes, Keegan, Brother Archie, Andrew. I thank the Lord for the people God has put in my life. And I hope that you thank the Lord for that as well. There is a reason. There's millions of people here on earth. There's a reason why God put us together. And we cross paths here. Okay? Maybe some of you come from different states. But it was God that led us cross paths. It's God's will for our lives. It's God's will for us to be thankful. Being thankful is God's will for us. It's almost like a commandment. It's not God's will for us to live in sin, but to live clean lives. The same goes for thankfulness. It is God's will for us to be thankful. Therefore, we need to learn to express it. Thank God for what you have. Thank God for the people He has put in your life. Let me ask you this. Do you express thankfulness to God throughout your week? It's important that you learn how to do that. Next, men shall be unthankful in the last days. Let's jump to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. In the last days, men shall be unthankful. The Bible says this in verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. I'll start on verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Look at that word there, unthankful. In the last days, there will be unthankful people. And there is no doubt that we are living in the last days. Unthankfulness is part of the list the Bible gives us to confirm that we live in the last days. Unthankfulness. If you don't believe that, just take a look around our country. You see it all the time in the news, the media, the internet. You just see people, even around us, you'll see teenagers nowadays. People are just so unthankful. And we as Christians, as Bible-believing Christians, we need to be careful that we don't fall part of this list. We can fall. We can be part of this list. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be part of that list. I don't want to be part. Those are the signs people are going to give on the last days. I don't want to be part of that list. I want to be different from that list. I don't want to be unthankful. I want to be thankful. And that's why it is important to be thankful. Unthankful people don't realize what they have. Unthankful people do not realize what they have. We should be thankful we have the freedom to worship in church. I've said this before with the teenagers. We should be thankful that we have the freedom to worship in church. How many of you guys were persecuted on your way to church? Literally, you had somebody chasing you with a bunch of rocks trying to kill. That doesn't happen here. Why? We have the freedom. We should be thankful for that. And other countries, I've heard of stories from missionaries. You'll have a little girl and they see her carrying a Bible and they know she's going to church. And what do? They stone her or they beat her up, a girl, because they know she's going to a Christian church. To a church where they preach the Bible, where they preach Jesus, where they preach the gospel. That's why it is important to be thankful. And when we don't take time, we forget that. We just take, we got church today. Man, I'm tired. I don't want to be in church today. You know why that happens? We forget to be thankful. We just forget. We have the opportunity to come to church. I mean, we're in a building with AC. We just fixed the AC. There's churches out there. They're meeting in buildings, especially a bunch of churches in Mexico. I've seen churches packed out in Mexico. I mean, hundreds of people. There's no AC. Everyone's sweating bullets. But they're in there and they're shouting amen. They're singing. We ought to be thankful for the building God's given us. Amen. We ought to be thankful for that. Like I said, other people die trying to go to church. We should be thankful for having the opportunity to go out and give the gospel to people. We could go knock on doors. Yesterday I was out with Brother Urban, and we were knocking some houses over there down on Glendale, down on Glendale. And it's a really nice neighborhood. Every single house on that door said, no soliciting, okay? No soliciting. But as good independent Baptists, we still knocked on every door that said, no soliciting. We still knocked on it. And maybe you don't feel comfortable knocking on the door that says, no soliciting. I just think the gospel's too important to not knock on, to still knock on it. So I still knock on it. Brother Urban's okay with it as well. And we knocked on every door. Literally, every door had a sign that said no soliciting. We still knocked on every door. Nobody answered. Probably spoke to one person. And actually, two people answered. We spoke to one person. The second person that opened the door was mad because we knocked on her door because it said no soliciting. I knew that was going to happen. But I know that I have the freedom to go and knock on doors. I'm going to take advantage of that. In other places, you can't do that easily. You can't go out with the Bible, with tracts, and pass out tracts and knock on doors and preach the gospel. You can't do that. But here in America, we still have that freedom. We have that privilege. And I'm thankful for that. I want to stay thankful for that. In the last days, like I said, people will become unthankful. We saw during COVID. I will never forget this. I don't want to talk about politics too much and all that. But during COVID, I will never forget this. This defund the police stuff. I like the police. Sometimes there's bad apples. There's bad apples everywhere. Sometimes you have a pastor that's a bad apple. That doesn't mean all pastors are bad and we should close all churches. Okay? Sometimes you have some police that are bad. But I remember they were trying to defund the police. And I remember that worked in California, in Los Angeles. And I had cousins there and they would tell me, this is the worst idea ever. We've had so many families move out of here because there's not enough police out here. And it's just lawlessness. It's a mess. I'm thankful for law enforcement. I'm thankful for law and order. Like I've told you before, when I went to Mexico, we went to a city there where there was police, but the police didn't work for the people. They weren't for law and order. They worked for the cartel. And if you know the cartel in Mexico, they don't play. They kill whoever they want. If your wife is pretty, they'll take your wife. If your daughter's pretty, they'll take your daughter. They don't care, okay? But here in the United States, we have the blessing of having law and order. And Mexico, they don't. I want to stay thankful for that. People that say defund the police, they don't know what they're talking about. They've probably never been to another country where they don't have the luxury of law and order or police or policemen. They don't know about that. They've never been to other countries to go see how it works. You'll have people... And I want to be careful how I say this, but I work security. I work in the ghetto parts of Glendale, okay? When you go to those apartments in the ghetto parts, I know the majority of the people in those apartments, they don't work. They're there all the time, okay? They don't work, and they're living off government checks, okay? I'm not big for living off government checks. I believe it keeps people lazy. I've seen it. I've grown up around it. I want to work hard. I know the God I serve wants me to work hard as well. I've read that in the Bible. It's in the book of Proverbs. God tells us to look at the ant. See her ways. See how she prepares herself during the summer for the winter. It's important that we work hard. And I see these people there at the apartments. They're great. They're not a lot of them. They're in shape. Older men, but they just want to live off the government. And you'll walk through the apartments. You'll walk through the parking lot. The parking lots are empty because none of those people own cars. So there's a bunch of homeless there, and then I got to kick them out. But they just live there, and they're out. They're looking for drugs and trying to smoke or do something foolish. It's just laziness, and they're just living off government checks and doing what they want. Look, I thank the Lord that I'm healthy enough to go to work, okay? Maybe I don't have too much money, but I have enough money to pay my bills, to pay for food, to give my tithes, amen? I thank the Lord for that. And I want to work hard. I don't want to live off government checks, off other people. I want to work hard, and I'm thankful for that. When we stay thankful, it gives Him all the honor and glory. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 12. We'll finish with this. Isaiah chapter 12. But we'll read verses 1 through 6.
And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Verse 4. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. When we stay thankful, it gives him honor and glory. When we stay thankful, when we praise his name, it gives him honor and glory. Every time you thank God, thank you, Lord, for my blanket. Thank you, God, for my bed. Thank you, Lord, for my home. Thank you, God, for my family. It gives God honor and glory. He hears that. He listens to that. It gives him honor and glory. Are you staying thankful tonight? Are you staying thankful tonight? You'll learn to appreciate things more, like I said before. When you start looking and mentioning, and if you even take some time to write down some of the things God has given you in your life, you'll actually see how blessed you really are. God has given us a lot. I know for a fact God has given me a lot. Call upon his name. The Bible, you should make it a habit in your life to stay thankful. Make it a habit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for this. Make mention, the Bible says, make mention that his name is exalted. Right now, before we started the message, we took some time to share some testimonies on how thankful we are for our fathers or the fathers we had. When we did that, we gave God all the honor and glory. It was God that gave us the blessing to have a father or a father figure of some type. It was God. And when you make mention of that, his name, God's name is exalted. Especially when you mention, when you're thankful for something in front of somebody that's not a Bible-believing Christian, they don't believe in God, you're exalting God's name every time you thank God for something like that. Every time we meet, we're having a family reunion in October. And every time we have a family reunion, my dad makes sure we pray. I mean, even every family member, even the atheists, even the ones that are Catholic, and my dad doesn't care. He'll force the prayer in there, and I'm for it. Okay, and we exalt God, and they know we're Christian. They know that. They know we're different from them, that we don't party the way they do. We don't drink like they do. We don't drink at all. They know that. And my dad, he just takes time to thank the Lord in front of them. And he exalts God's name. He gives God honor and glory. And when we mention his name, he is exalted. He gets all the honor and glory. It says there, sing unto the Lord as well. We ought to sing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. There's this song that the kids from the Christian school, they sing a song named Thank You, Lord. For making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for our church building, for our pastor, for our church members, for the church leaders we have in the church. Thank you, Lord, for that. Don't go throughout your day forgetting to thank God. Don't forget, folks. Don't forget to thank God for what he has given you. Make sure that you count your blessings. Make sure that you count your blessings. And when you do that, when you take time to thank the Lord for what he's given you, you'll realize how much you really have. Let's go ahead and bow our heads, close our eyes.